Chile is your home of the hottest hits, and the influx of e-scooters is coming to the Launceston streets. A new initiative by micro-mobility provider Beam, and to talk more about it, the general manager of Beam joins us, Tom Cooper. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
We had a go of these, and they're so much fun. Sura took us around. Geez, it was fun going around Launceston Park on these things. They're the best, aren't they?
They're fantastic. And look, what we're trying to do is encourage people to leave the car at home and take an e-scooter or an e-bike to and from where they need to go.
It's awesome. We had so much fun. I was really worried. I thought I was going to stack it for sure. They're actually very, very easy to use. And I like the fact that when you back off the accelerator, the bike actually slows down as well. Mm. So you're not having to worry about trying to brake and do all these other bits and stuff at the same time.
They're incredibly, you know, functional and safe vehicles. They've got an incredible amount of technology in them. So they're designed so that they're really easy to use for the user.
And they're in Brisbane and Adelaide and a few places already. How's the feedback been in those towns?
So what we're seeing in all the markets that we operate is that they're becoming more and more popular. As people get used to having them, they're relying on them more. I keep saying more, but it literally is. And it's a situation where we've gone from having 500 vehicles in Adelaide to now having 1,000. So the amount of vehicles in cities and the density is increasing because of more people are relying on them as a viable form of transport.
I can see these becoming a really wonderful thing for sporting events. Like when we have the Hawks come down and play here, there's obviously only so much congestion that our streets can cope with. So this is actually a fantastic way, not only to help save the environment, but to get yourself to and from sporting events without having to drive around for 20 minutes to find a car park.
Yeah, absolutely. You're spot on. So in Adelaide, every week, people ride them to and from Adelaide Oval and up in Brisbane to Suncorp Stadium for rugby games. So it's a really popular way to get to and from a game.
And it's cool for businesses too, because you can actually have virtual parking spots outside your locations as well. So not bad if you want to get coffees and stuff like that and retailers involved.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have the Beam Booster program, which enables businesses to put a special offer out in their parking spots, and that gets automatically sent to the user when they park in that spot, and then they can go into the store and redeem it. And what we've seen in a lot of markets is that people actually are going into more stores and spending money. So it's really good for the local economy as well.
And it's fantastic because you've got your own sort of map system that Bluetooths to these little scooters, and it brings up all of those locations. So if you are feeling a bit peckish while you're wandering or scooting around, you can actually find it on that map system.
And there's so many fantastic spots in Launceston. So, you know, who wouldn't want to have a bite to eat and a drink?
Well, yeah. This is going to be my mode of transport from now on. I loved it, but it actually made me want to spend time with my family. That sounds terrible.
For the first time.
It did make me want to get outside and start discovering all of those places I'd forgotten about around our beautiful city.
Yes, it's a great way. I mean, how I fell in love with micromobility was the fact that if you go to a city, you often, you know, drive or use public transport and you're stuck in it on a one-way sort of A to B. But with the scooters, you can explore the city and you'll see different things that you never knew existed. You can come back another time or you can stop there and then and park the scooter and go into the shop. And then when you come out, hopefully someone else hasn't sort of picked up the scooter, but more than likely you can grab the scooter again and head off on your journey.
We had heaps of fun. We love these e-scooters. So thanks for taking time out with us. Appreciate it, Tom. And we'll see you down here in Launceston with plenty more scooters from Beam.
Yeah, we can't wait. Thank you so much for your time.